me just one night. I'm ready to go right now. I'm ready to go right now.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We have been talking. I've been here with Philip Morris, my guest for the day, and he just had his total love fest for Wisconsin and just was the biggest advocate for our state. I wanted to get your opinion on some of the Wisconsin delicacies, mostly thoughts on cheese curds.
Love them. I love everything. You know, I didn't know what a cheese curd was until I moved here. I'd had them and I'd seen them on menus, but, you know, deep fried balls of cheese are not, you know, cheese curds, you know, because we have that in Florida. And it's like, you just literally cut up a, like, cheese stick from the package of Sargento and then deep fried them. That's not a cheese curd. I like to rate the cheese curds, and I think I know of several of the places in the state that have some of the best cheese curds. So, yes, I'm a big fan.
So, did you know that there's a cheese curd festival in Madison, and that it's this Saturday? Because I did not. This is news to me.
I do now.
It's been around for 9 years. See, I did not know that it was a thing.
It shouldn't shock me. You know, the Holy Trinity in the state: meat, cheese, and beer. And then the Packers, you know, have to add that fourth there. And I'm not sure in any particular order, but cheese is very important here, right? And so I would only expect that there would be a cheese curd festival.
Now, how many cheese curds can you eat? Like, this, when I'm thinking about a festival, because when you look up what there is featured, it sounds like any, like, festivals where there's games and I guess there's henna tattoos and glitter tattoos and balloons and stuff, so it's family friendly. But it's fried cheese curds, fresh cheese curds, food trucks, cheesy demonstrations. I don't know what that means. I'm intrigued. And then a curd eating contest. First, I want to know how many curds someone can eat in a minute, I guess, is maybe what it is. So I might have to figure out and follow up there as far as what that is. Because it feels like there's less breading. Like, if a hot dog contest, I think what people get choked on is the bread, right? And so it seems like there's less carbs to dry up your palate when you're shoving them in your mouth. But I also just don't know how many different kinds of cheese curds can you eat in the day until you're like, I'm done. Just stick a fork in me. I can't do this anymore.
I don't think there's an answer to that, because I feel like there's so many different varieties of cheese, obviously, but the different styles of cheese curds. I've seen they have large ones, they have small ones. They have the ones that are in spotted cow batter. You've got these that are over here that are a little bit, you know, crunchier. You know, I'm more partial to, I tell people all the time, there is a place I won't name that has probably the best, so you have to go find it. Madison on the Square, some of the best cheese curds.
But you, do you not know the name, or do you
I know the name.
Why would
I don't? Because I don't want people to all flock there, and then all of a sudden I can't get in there.
Because this show has that much power.
This show has that power.
That you say the name right now,
I'm telling
you, it's going to overwhelm that spot.
It will. I will put them up, and I will tell people. I said I think they may be the best cheese curd in the state.
By the way, Darren Breeden in 2018 set the world record eating 5 pounds 2 ounces of cheese curds in 6 minutes.
How, and then how many days do you think it took him to poop?
Probably several weeks.
Is he still alive? That's what I want to know. How are his arteries?
5 pounds of cheese curds. Jeez. Okay.
That's a lot.
So last year, was it a lot? I think it was about a year ago. Whatever the cheese, there's cheese curd day. I don't know what day that, like, what, when that falls. Because I didn't realize that last week was National Ice Cream Day. Missed that. All these observances. I need a better content calendar. But Culver's, you know, born bred in Wisconsin, fan favorite. They had their Curder Burger came out. I didn't get one. They sold out basically before noon, I think.
It.
And it was one giant cheese curd on top of a burger. Everyone I talked to who did have one said it was pretty good. But they did it as like a one-time only thing, or maybe, who knows, maybe they'll bring them back because they were so popular. But that was not going to be a staple on the menu. So now at this cheese curd festival, Culver's is having a food truck, and they're doing something that I feel like is not unique to Wisconsin, and I know how Jane feels about it, but they're gonna sell poutine, which is a Canadian delicacy. Are we gonna go that far?
I probably wouldn't go that far.
So the dish that they're going to serve is cheese curds tossed in seasoning on a bed of crinkle cut fries with a demi glaze and cheese sauce drizzle, topped with herbs and more cheese.
Man, that sounds kind of tasty.
Are you into
it? I can.
Because I've never had poutine.
That.
Like, oh. It's one thing. I also just, the name poutine
It's very Canadian.
It's very Canadian. It's very ripe for comedy. As far as what else it sounds like. And so maybe that's why I've always just been like, anytime, I haven't been in Canada a lot, but the couple times I have, I'm like, I'm good. But maybe I'm missing out.
I've had it twice in Canada and several times here in the U.S. Matter of fact, one of the better ones I had in Minneapolis Airport, believe it or not, at that Twins restaurant. Nope, not the Twins restaurant. There's a restaurant near the Twins restaurant in there because you have limited food options after a certain time in the day when you're traveling in or through Twin Cities. I'm a fan. You know, certain
all
places
right.
that are...
What is it about it that's like different than something else where you're like, this is... Is it the sauciness of it?
It is. It is. Because it's something that's like, you would definitely have it with, I would say, with a fork. You know, I'm not going to, you know, dig my hands in the fries.
Like, take like a Cheetos bag and just like throw it into the back of your mouth?
Definitely not. I said, but it's one of those ones where I said, it's, I'm a savory person. Salty savory is like the way to go. You know, my wife is the other half. She's the everything sweet, give it to me. But there's something in there, that combination there of the saltiness of, you know, potatoes in your fries, you get the cheese, you know, whatever Culver's was talking about with herbs and spices.
Herbs,
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, they're going all in with cheese sauce and sprinkles. And I mean, that's extreme. I mean, that might be a
is
delicacy.
That more? Is that, does that not sound like the actual description of a...
The description, the very traditional that I've had in Canada has literally been like fries, little gravy, and like not fried cheese curds, but like... What we would have is our squeaky cheese, just kind of on top together.
Okay.
Whether that, I don't know if that's because it was like a towny place or, but it's, I've had that probably two or three occasions. And I said, it's not bad. It reminds you, and I don't really know what to say, but it takes me as a, like to a childhood, that taste of like Salisbury steak in mashed potatoes. Like it takes you to that realm. Comfort food.
So are you, has he sold you on it?
No, it's the squishy factor. It's the squishy fries underneath all the cheese. I don't like, ugh. It's like a bad mashed potato and then throwing things on top of it.
I mean, I think that sounds pretty good too. Like somebody just make a baked potato and fill it with cheese curds and, you know, it's like a twice baked potato, put some fries in there, stick on top, then cover it in cheese.
Jane, are you one of those people who like your foods can't touch on the plate?
I am not that bad.
Okay.
I had a brother who was that bad.
Oh my. Oh my goodness.
It's a big texture. I'm a big texture freak though.
All right. Well, if anyone wants to let us know, either defend or rail against this idea of Culver's serving poutine with cheese curds, you can either call or text us 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. I don't know if I'll be able to make it to Madison this weekend, but this would be a good experiment because I on its face, I'm kind of like, I don't know. I don't know if the poutine thing's there. And it also just doesn't feel like
Wisconsin.
It feels like Canada.
It definitely is, you know, hey, this is an extension. So my Illinois friends that make fun of us all the time calling us the Northern Canadians, it definitely lends to their side. But I said, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw them try to bring that over to State Fair. I said,
I think it's been at State Fair.
Has it been at State Fair? Okay.
I think so.
I think 3 times.
I haven't bookmarked as far as the new foods that are at State Fair this year. And I actually want to get like Adam Pollack to come in and as a, you know, pretty famous chef, be like,
yes.
What do you think about it brought with gummy bears on?
So yeah, I'm probably going to join Jane on that one. We're not going there.
Not going there. All right, we'll be back in a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I told her, let's go. Let's blow this lame factory. She said, what kind of girl do you think that I are? The kind that you meet in a bar. You think you can get whatever you want because you're some kind of star. No, I'm a comment. I just want you, woman. Hey.